This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Because we've got a rockin' female artist ourself in the studio today, don't we?
I'm very excited because we did a bit of a sound check and it was awesome, right?
Yeah, it sounded fantastic. Yeah.
Stop it, guys. Too kind.
We're going to embarrass you. Yeah.
The title of this track, I've heard Colin say this about me quite often.
What's the name of the track, Camilla?
Everything's Better With You.
Gosh, I don't think I've ever said that.
They're pretty friendly over there. There's like Bogans there, but they're like pretty friendly. Yeah. And
I don't think they're going to be throwing bottles or anything.
No,
teenagers.
Do you ever get people asking about Wake and Will?
I don't see the problem with the song. Okay, like
yeah, I'm going to
shoot me down.
Mike's coming off, Millie.
No,
if you continue with that kind of attitude.
Expanding Horizons.
All right, good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. It's complete chaos.
Shenanigans going on.
Here in this studio.
We haven't even started all going pear-shaped.
And we shouldn't expect anything less, right?
That's right. We've got the Firebird in here there's a million of them in the room and there's people stuck outside the room and we don't know what's going on. They've worked out the door. So good job, boys. How many times have they been in here?
I don't know. Too many.
Too many, yeah.
So in any case, everybody out there listening, thank you for joining us again on Expanding Horizons. You doing well, Cole?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right. Shoot yourself.
Oh, well, it's entertaining.
It was all quiet and it was all smoothly going until we started and then it all went crazy.
It's good that we've got this viewing window, right?
Yeah, that's
right. Just to the right of us because we could catch all of the action.
Yeah, that's right. We could see it as it unfolded in front of us. So it's a lovely day, Stu.
Oh, it's a beautiful day here and it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow as well.
Oh, yeah, cracking day.
Yeah, we're getting that Aussie heat wave.
Yeah, that's right. Without the Australians, so.
That's right.
My apologies to all the Australian listeners that we have over there in Bundaberg.
That's right.
I don't want to put you off.
You've just isolated half our audience.
Hey, last week, Stu, was a cracking show, wasn't it?
It was a great show.
Yeah, it was good. And you're looking at me going, you can remember it, Stu, can't you?
We were just talking about it with Rob, weren't we?
Yeah, I think we were.
We did a Halloween special.
We did a Halloween special of all those horribly bands.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them, isn't there, once you start looking?
Lots of them and lots of female leads.
Yeah, there is, isn't there?
Lead singers, yeah. I made sure on Thursday to lock all my gates up so I wasn't visited by trick-or-treaters.
I live in Southbridge, so no one comes out that far.
No,
nothing going on out there.
Nothing going on.
Tell you what, though, if people want to listen to that show, and they could get on to plainsfm.org.nz and look up Expanding Horizons, and there's many a show on there, including that one, and there'll be many a show on there that feature today's featuring artists, won't there?
Yeah, there's a few, they were all here or whether there was just a couple of them.
Or just one of them.
Some relatives of some of them.
Something along the line. So we've got today, we have Sign of the Firebirder in here. And we were going to talk to them about their 500th gig, thought that it was coming. They're so busy. It must have been like a year ago or something, you know what I mean? We just can never get them in.
No.
Can never get them all in the same place at the same time.
No.
So welcome to all the lads from Sign of the Fire, and they're nodding at me. Good job, that works on radio.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
So we'll introduce them all in a moment, won't we, Stu?
Yeah, we're going to have a fair crowd in here.
We're just giving Tim a chance to get in here because he's just been stuck on Papanui Road.
Yep, so we're going to play a little bit of music, and you're a big fan of this artist that we're going to feature.
I am. This new album's come out, this Daylight by Grace Potter, and you're going to play a couple of tracks from that, right? So she's pretty rocking. So it'll be good times, and that'll set us up from some rocking times in here, won't it?
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully.
So we're going to do Love is Love from Grace Potter, and you're on Expanding Horizons.
I don't care about pride. I don't care, I wanna call you. I don't care, I've gone off the rails. I'm crazy falling for you.
Well, I promised him I would never stray, but I'm thinking about you every day. Now I'm standing here outside your door. I just can't fight this anymore. I never said I was a saint. I never said I'd be your savior. I never say I didn't try to fight against my human nature. I let the past and future fall away. I will worship these wounds every day. Yeah, the cuts that bleed from my mistakes couldn't keep my heart from giving way.
Offering an eclectic mix for the discerning listener.
music, interviews and banter on Expanding Horizons.
Yeah, you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Stu and Cole, and we've got Sign of the Firebird here today as well. And
there's so many.
And we just did a double from Grace Potter with Love is Love, and that last track was Desire.
Off a new album. Daylight. It's pretty cool. But today we've got the Firebird in here, right?
We have. It's a full house.
We finally managed to get them all in here, which is not easy. So good job. I'll take my hat off to you, Tim, but I'm wearing my headset, so I can't. Getting all the way along Papa Nui Road there, fighting the traffic on there to get in just at the last minute. So good to see you guys. If you want someone to step up to the mic. And we're in here because, Rob... He just swung over towards you because at some point
it's because he was leaning forward.
Yeah, that's right. 500 shows. What is all that about? That is a huge amount of shows. I mean, normally you do like 100 shows in a week, don't you? You would if you could, right?
No.
Because you've all got day jobs and real lives, haven't you? But 500 shows is pretty impressive for anyone, isn't it?
It's quite a few shows, yeah.
Oh.
Most I've ever done in a band, so it's pretty good.
No, it's a lot, isn't it? It's a lot to play together. And, I mean, anyone who comes along knows that you guys must know each other inside out, because just the, you know, the charisma that goes on between the people on stage, it just flows, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I know that you never choose what you're going to do until the last minute, and then
Nothing's playing with Sign of Fibre, mate.
Well, I was just going to say, and there's times I get the sense that one person looks at the other and goes, let's trip up the other person, doing something completely different. Pete's looking over there going, yeah, they're always trying to throw a wobbly at me.
Generally what happens is Rob will throw a random... Yeah. part of one song into another song and just see who can follow him with.
Oh, yeah, right. There's a bit of mischievous going on.
It's quite funny, actually, Cole, because other bands I turn up to their gigs and they have set lists all planned out and all that. Nah.
People want a copy of those set lists and they put them on Trade Me and then they sell them.
We just get on with it, mate. And,
that's true.
And the lineup, on stage, we change around quite a bit. And
quite fluid,
to change personnel and on odd occasions as well, but it's all worked pretty well.
People come in, people go out, people change instruments.
Yeah.
Jeff.
The main feature, though, is that over 10 years, because we're celebrating 10 years as well, because it was about November 2009 that we all got together for the first time. But the lineup has changed hardly at all in that 10 years. You know, we've only Pete's come in to help us out when Dean went to live in Germany. Yeah. Dean's back now, as you can see.
Yeah. So they're both in here.
Well, the Darren Anderson to sign the Firebird. You know, you'd understand that joke. Yeah, he won't. Yeah. I'll explain to him later.
No inside jokes.
But, you know, the fact the lineups remain pretty much the same, with other bands in Christchurch are chopping and changing all the time.
So you're saying 10 years, right, and 500 shows. In those first few years, you couldn't have played a lot of gigs, because that's only averaging out at 50 shows a year, must be doing that.
Well, the first two or three years, it was mainly the Ed Zeppelin tribute band, what we started off as, and really we were lucky to maybe do 20 shows in a year, because there wasn't a lot of venues around for the Zeppelin show. But then we realised that we wanted to do other songs with other bands as well, and it sort of branched out, and then obviously since then every pub's heard about us, and recently, especially the last 4 or 5 years, we've been doing a lot of private functions, weddings and corporate things, you know.
Good thing is, though, Rob, you don't just play like in Christchurch itself, right? So people are out there in the outer reaches, in the greater Christchurch area.
Yep.
They get to see, because you go to Rangiora, you go to Kaipoi. I was about to get to Ashburton. Yeah, you've been down there. Yeah.
We're playing in Woodend on Sunday.
Woodend, yeah, that's right. And what's that about, the Woodend?
That's the USA car show. Tim knows more about that.
Yeah, it's an annual event for one of the Christchurch car clubs. I think that are mainly into American muscle cars American cars.
So. And you do play the muscle car show as well, don't you?
That's right, yeah. That's another annual event, probably
10 years next year.
One of my favourites.
Oh, really? 10 years you've been playing at it?
It was the first gig, wasn't it?
It was the first ever Firebird gig.
Stu's getting a sore. I think he's going to get tennis elbow moving that microphone
there.
Doing a good job, Stu.
No, our first ever gig was in January 2010 at our first Muscle Car show.
Yeah, right.
As Ed Zeppelin.
And have you found, the Muscle Car show, like the crowds have got bigger, or they're kind of expecting you to turn up, or...
I don't know. It's remained much the same. The first year we played by the entrance in front of like hay bales and things, people were sitting on, and we were like new to it. But then they saw that we would be a good band to play before the burnouts take place, and we've been the burnout band ever since.
The main change is that they shifted the burnout pad to the other side of the. Other side of the fairground there, so that I don't have to drive my Honda through a crowd of muscle car enthusiasts.
People who like real cars, is that right?
People yelling, you're at the wrong show!
Pete would be all right. Pete would be all right. He'll just turn up on his motorbike, mate, and everyone will excuse you then, Jeff.
No, I wouldn't like that. It's a jet Harley, mate.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
I don't like those.
All right, I didn't realise there was so many specifics to playing gigs. Not just what you're playing and who you're playing it to. What's that?
It's a tough game now.
Yeah, yeah. But you've got the big... I know that there's the Sign of the Firebird van.
There was.
What's happened to that?
That's another long story.
Oh, is it? Well, let's get some... How about we play some songs and then we'll hear about the van story. Is that all right? Pete's
come out of counselling.
All right, what do you got up your sleeve anyway?
Well, before we play, I just also want to mention, obviously, we've got Dean's joined us today.
Yeah.
So we've got both our drumming guys.
So when you show me the thumb, right, I worked out, but no one on the radio knows who
I'm
you
are. I'm pointing towards that side of the room, and it's Dean to right that behind, side. As you heard. Obviously, Dean's obviously been involved with the band. Obviously, so Pete, so he's got the drumming on the other side of the room.
Yep. If he can emotionally bring himself to do it after we've mentioned it.
Oh, no, you've made him want to hit things now. So.
You obviously heard from Jeff and from Tim. We also have a very good friend of ours, Ben. Ben Blackett, who comes and joins us often on stage, playing a bit of harmonica, doing a bit of piano playing for us, and a bit of Elvis routine as well.
And
also, very special thanks to our biggest fan, the one and only Big Al.
Big Al,
who's also follows us everywhere and regularly films our gigs and posts them on YouTube, posts them for us. So it's
and if it wasn't for Al, Tim wouldn't have walked in the building.
I'd say that videoing is one of Al's strongest points. opening doors at Plains FM is not one of his strongest points yet.
He's fine tuning the art of letting Tim in. Maybe he was just faking that he couldn't open it and didn't want Tim to come in.
So in true Sign the Firebird fashion, we haven't got a clue what we're going to do, but we're going to try and do Roadhouse Blues for you.
Okay, that'd be cool.
Right. Well, we'll just play the Sting.
Do we get our own Stinger again, or we seem to be missing the last few weeks?
It's a whole story on its own. We've been cancelling about that.
Yeah, I do have a Sting for you, but it's not a... doesn't really apply to before you play.
Okay.
We'll play it later. Anyway, we'll do this one.
Live, loud and simply awesome. You're listening to the live music experience on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. Keep your eyes on the road and your hands on
right. You gotta roll, roll, roll. You got to do my soul. You got to do that, do that. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Action, lady. Action, lady. Give up your vows.
We are in a...
That took your breath away, didn't it, Stu, eh?
Sure did. I think you took my microphone away as well.
No, yeah, I didn't want to really...
So you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM. We got Sign of the Firebird in here, and that was Roadhouse Blues.
They were channeling the Doors then, weren't they? Yeah. It was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was awesome. That was great, you guys. That sounded really great. Tim, it was good that you turned up, mate.
Yeah.
Because I heard Pete doing backing vocals, and I'm so glad you're doing the forward vocals. Sorry, Pete.
Cancelling.
Oh, wow. I know. I'm going to ride him now. I'm going to ride him about this. Luckily, he's nowhere near the mic, so he can chat back. So, just before, I wanted to ask about this van thing, because I know you rode up on your motorbike today. Yep. Last time you came in, you were on... Yeah, come forward a bit, because push Jeff out of the way.
Yeah, let's come forward a lot.
Yeah.
Get off the
drums,
Jeffrey.
Because last time you came in, the van came with you, and you had all the decal on the side and everything, and that was good. I thought that was the van you're going to... Because you guys do a lot of travelling, right?
Yeah.
And around the place. So what's the story with the van?
Well, that's gone to a happier place now.
Oh, really? So
it wasn't happy
being a van for a hard-working van.
Basically, bought a Mercedes, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So you traded it in for a car.
Reasonably high-Ks, maybe, or marginal.
No, it had low-Ks, only 175, but I think the previous owner was a bit of a muppet, so...
Oh, right. So it just wasn't any good, eh?
Yeah, well, I spent a few $1,000 on it and...
Really?
Getting it almost all right and then sold it for under market value. So, anyway, but with the sign writing you mentioned, it sort of garnered a few gigs, didn't it, Gov?
Yeah, it looked fantastic.
We got a couple of gigs out of it, private functions.
Probably sitting on a wrecking yard advertising for us there.
Yeah. I was going to say...
thank you, Tim.
Earlier in the year, I was watching an American Pickers where they went out and... they were just like randomly popped up on someone's property and they're walking around it, and in the middle of the property was a VW van with Aerosmith on the side, and they contacted Aerosmith, who said, yeah, that was our van from the early 70s, and they said, well, we've bought it and we'll just do it up. And so they did it up for them and gave it to the band when they were playing for a whole week in Las Vegas. And so the next episode was they were in Las Vegas and they gave the van to the band and they were like, it's just exactly as it was. So some in 20 years' time, someone will be going, you'll be playing your 3,000th gig, and someone will pull up outside, this is the Sign of the Firebird van.
Yeah, and I'll set fire to it.
We're waiting for a Tim comment here. It's not
really
forthcoming, but...
I'll just say Aerosmith probably had the same sort of problem. And what was it, an old combi or something?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Or a Bedford. It might have been an old Bedford.
That would have kept them going for a week between on a tour.
It was... I think it had a tree growing through it or something like this. And they had to buy a better one and then butcher it to fix up. But they didn't actually fix it, so it was 100%. brand new, it looked like, but just a bit stronger, you know. But it still had the same art on the side and
period correct.
Yeah, yeah. That's well. There you go. That's what I have to say. So I'm just thinking the sign of the Firebird van one day turn up.
Who knows?
New Zealand pickers.
We should start that show.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. If we knew anything about anything. Right, so 500 shows come and gone. What is going on with you now? Like, so that's a land. That's a bit of a landmark behind you, isn't it, Rob? But and yeah, but this, I'm guessing, and you can correct me. Spring and summer must be the busiest times season for you, though, isn't it?
Absolutely flat out. I mean, this month we've got 11 gigs with the band this month. So we start going outside as well, playing outside. We had a really good one down at the Thai Tap Hotel a couple of weeks ago.
It was a bit of a sunny Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a beautiful day, and we've been a bit unlucky last summer with the rain and other weather aspects. But we've got the USA car thing tomorrow. We've got a couple of gigs at the Mac outside, okay, weather dependent again. And we've got another gig at a pub in Kaiapoi, which is outside right by the river.
Which is quite
cool. Yeah, it's good. And we've got Muscle Car, of course, again in January, celebrating 10 years since our first gig.
Yeah, so that'll be good, won't it?
Yeah. 500 went a couple of weeks ago, but so we're actually going to be celebrating the fact we've hit 500 gigs at the Stock Exchange on Friday night next week.
There at Shirley.
And we're going to, there was talk about having two drum kits on stage.
Really?
I don't know if that's still going to be the case. I think we should. Don't you reckon, Dino? Yeah. So Dino and Pete are going to bring a drum kit each. We're inviting lots of people down to come and join and jam on stage. Cole, you're more than welcome, mate.
Thanks.
Yeah, Cole's a muso, yeah.
Yeah. Dust that guitar off.
Dust
that guitar down, Cole.
Yeah.
another story for another day.
It may be in the back of the song.
Songs, whisper you, Benny.
Yeah, right.
Going to come along, and I'm also going to get Archie and Millie along for the Wingers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Millie came and joined us on stage a few weeks ago and did a few numbers.
Oh, she's a talent.
And my daughter Zoe was on drums. So
really?
Pretty cool. Yeah,
we could have three drummers.
Yeah. We're waiting for Jed, Tim's son, to come on stage soon and do the same, because he's getting quite cool on the old drums.
A band of drummers.
So any friends of Sign the Firebird who want to come down and jam with us next Friday night, they're more than welcome. So I hope you get a reasonable crowd down there.
That'll be great, won't it?
Yeah. 7 o'clock next Friday, 8th of November, at the Stock Exchange, Shirley.
Stock Exchange. And is the next track that you're going to do now, I'm going to get you onto another track, because otherwise we'll just talk away.
No,
and then
that's all good. We want to talk festival, we want music fest, yeah.
Will it be one that you're playing there? Are you going to play some special ones for it? Some ones that you used to do from the end Zeppelin days?
Well, one at the end today, and we'll probably play on Friday, but Crossroads was an early song that we did in the early days of Sign the Firebird, so we're going to give that a bash.
Let's hear it. Yeah. Let's hear you.
All right, so I'll hit this again.
Live, loud and simply awesome. You're listening to the live music experience on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
sinking down.
Stu and Cole, live on Extending Horizons.
Yes, we're live on Expanding Horizons with Stu and Cole on Plains FM 96.9 and Sign of the Firebird with Crossroads.
Now, that was great. Hey, Jeff, good job on that bass solo there. We're throbbing away there.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was all very good, hey?
Yeah, it's great.
I was thinking to myself that while you're playing that, like 500 gigs, right, over 10 years, you had the issue with the earthquake there, interrupting all that kind of stuff, and you know, when Stu and I have artists in here who play live, they're quite often that they struggle to find gigs, right? But you haven't been, right? And like what you were saying just before, Rob, is things are actually getting busier for you. So, yeah, well, yeah, I'm looking at you, Rob.
I've stopped moving the microphone.
Yeah, he has to move it himself now. Yeah. Stu's pulled his shoulder out, I think, moving that thing around. So I'm thinking to myself then, you must have hit a rich vein of places that you play with people who regularly come to see you, and you've built up a good following, right? Which is not easy in post-quake Christchurch.
The good thing about us now is we're getting a lot of people contacting us to play and not us going out looking for work, so we're very lucky from that point of view. A lot of private functions are coming to us, and Facebook's helped us out a lot,
having
a Facebook page, which you set up, didn't you, Dean?
Yeah, back in the early days.
Yeah, Dean was our sort of social media man in the early days, and we've tried to sort of emulate that with reasonable success.
But the Facebook has
created a lot more work. I mean, we just get contacted for parties, and
there's got to be some word of mouth in that.
People see us at the gigs. They see our sign out the front. We take it with us
on a van or something in someone's yard.
Well, Pete's first offering to the band when he joined when Dean moved away was to give us this wonderful illuminated sign.
It's great, that sign, as well.
Old kitchen parts or something.
Oh, no, that's right.
He doesn't work there anymore. But what that sign has done, we often play gigs, you see people standing there with their phones and just snapping a picture. No, don't want to snap pictures of us.
Yeah.
Don't blame them, really. But they're snapping pictures of the sign, and then about a day later we get a message through the Facebook page, or you keen to do a function here? And
yeah. So there's got to be a bit of word of mouth going on there as well, Rob, isn't there? Yeah,
and now we've got a diary full virtually to about March, April next year without us actually not having to get out of bed.
And getting those regular ones as well is great, isn't it?
Yeah, but think, Cole, a lot of regular gigs that we have been doing have actually fallen off the radar for one reason or another. Yeah, so we've been lucky enough to replace them with new venues. Christchurch is a real buzzy place for gigs at the moment.
Yeah, right.
So lots going on.
Right.
For all different styles of music, you know?
Yeah.
And we've been very lucky with the style that we play that we're able to fill the diary.
And there's a good audience for it, right?
Yeah.
And as we said before, you travel further out.
Yeah, we quite
because
like
quite often
further out because people out there, you know, the Ashburtons and the Rangiora, they're starved of regular live music, and they see us come along playing a lot of music they want to listen to.
Yeah,
and we fill that void for them.
Still not playing Wagon Wheel, so good job.
Yeah, so they don't get that from us. No,
yeah, good job too. Good job. They can go and Spotify that if they're keen.
Yeah, 500
gigs and no Wagon Wheel. Yeah, 500 gigs, Cole, and no Wagon Wheel.
I'll tell you what,
anywhere to be seen.
There's a poster in that. You can stick that on your glow lighted thing at the front. 500 gigs.
Well, Pete's added something on the top, referring to don't put your drinks anywhere near this sign.
Right.
You'll be in big trouble. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It seems to be working. Yeah.
So, I mean, that is great that you do travel all that way out there, because I mean, it is a big expense and time for you, because you're all busy people and you do have, you know, lives outside of the band, right?
Yeah.
And so that is a big thing that you travel out there to those people, and I'm sure that they you know, recognise that in those places as well.
Yeah, we're starting to get more inquiries even further afield. We've been asked for to go to the West Coast now, and
oh really?
Yeah, we had an inquiry, it hasn't come in yet, but we're supposed to be playing at a conference for some farmers.
Not
the department store.
Get your plaid shirt out, boys.
In Dunedin, Cole.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Down in Dunedin?
Yeah.
So, wow, what are you going to do down there? What tracks are you going to play down there?
I don't know.
We have to get the gig first.
Yeah, all right, okay. But that's great, though, isn't it?
We've been asked to, you know, that's through an agent who knows about us. So
yeah, that's good news though, isn't it? Word of mouth getting you all the way down there.
Funny to say that, you know, Tim made an interesting comment. He believed that someone knows us from that organisation who are having that conference. And
yeah, suggested
it's probably asked someone to get in touch. So
for sure,
yeah, which is great.
Yeah. A farming song, some good. Yeah, you can do a bit of the Blues Brothers at the good old boys.
Grassroots.
That's right. Yeah, lots of songs about cows and
tractors and things. Yeah.
Tractors. Yeah. What is that song by the
Wagons? No, not going there, Jeff. But what do you cover that for?
What is that song by the Wurzels? Oh, I've got a combine harvester.
I am a cider drinker.
Yeah. Jeff's loving the sound of that.
I remember that song. I haven't heard that in years.
Yeah. It's probably a good idea that you haven't either.
No, I'm going to look that up when I get home. I like it.
Right. So, can we hear another track?
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm looking at the clock ticking down, thinking we've only had a couple.
I know. See, this is the thing with Firebird. We planned two songs ahead, and now we're just making it up as we go.
Should we do Sunshine Your Love that Tim suggested?
Yeah, because when you did that before we went to air, sounded good, hey? Sunshine of Your Love.
Tuning down going on here now.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
We've turned into an Indian restaurant. The music in the background.
It's delicious.
Right, you're right. Sunshine of Your Love, and
I'll hit the sting.
Do it.
Live, loud, and simply awesome. You're listening to the live music experience on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
No pressure.
Yeah.
FM 96.9.
Yeah, you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM with Stu and Cole and Sign of the Firebird, and that was probably the cream of the crop.
Oh,
so far, wasn't
good
it?
Good job,
sunshine of your
How
life.
How good was that? That was great. I was just thinking Ginger Baker would have loved it with two drummers going at it. That sounded really good, didn't it?
Sounded great.
Yeah. I was just counting up the members of the band who are in here at the moment, and I was thinking to myself, firstly, that you're going to need expanded stages, right? You can't be playing in those little bars anymore with all of you on stage unless you have synchronised moves. Because I could just see someone wearing Jeff's bass in their eye and, you know, next thing, Rob's guitar in their ear. And
Tim's copped my bass in the back of his head a few times.
Oh, right.
Usually by accident. but we'd never get all six of us here on stage at the Carlton or somewhere like that.
Well, I was just thinking to myself, all you need is one trumpet player and you're a ska band, aren't you? Because you're so big. Is that right? You could do some madness as well into you and all that kind of stuff.
Madness all the time, don't you worry.
Oh, yeah, I know. I did mean the song, not your normal persona. The North Firebird on-stage persona is madness, right? So you've been playing some gigs right before the rugby and after the rugby, and you guys have been pulling in as well, haven't you? So that's not going to be easy crowds.
No, we had an interesting one last Saturday. We were the Firebird Power Trio last Saturday because drumming didn't seem to be on the menu last week. We were down two drummers last week.
Oh, really?
Had to go on sick leave.
Yeah. They had already actually decided to take the night off anyway, which is fine.
Yeah.
And Dean had volunteered to step in, but then Dean got sick, and then I took over partly on the drums.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then Jeff had a go, and Tim had a go. Ben came along and bailed us out, and we had a good night out of it. Yeah, and I managed to watch my lot win the rugby. Oh, sorry about that, guys.
While sitting
behind a drum kit.
I'm now muting.
Tonight's tonight, mate.
We're actually a little bit further than the other lot.
You're not doing a Rod Stewart track in a minute.
No.
That was close.
The ironic thing about last Saturday was we were talking to the bar staff saying, you know, surely you don't want us to play during the rugby. And they said, oh, don't worry, you know, see how it goes. Yeah. There was a bus trip coming in about 10:40, so you'll have to sort of start playing then. So we're trying to calculate that 10:40 was going to be probably near the end of the second half. No, the bus trip turned up half an hour early.
Yeah.
So we actually started playing the whole of the second half, playing on stage. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But, right. Today we're playing at the Turf Bar in Parklands, or the Turf and Good Horse, I think it's called. We haven't played there since New Year's Eve 2011.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
So that'd be good, right? That'd be exciting.
We've got that gig through Concept Tim has, and we're playing tonight from 6 till 9 before the rugby starts.
Yep.
So that works really well.
Have you got a New Year's Eve gig lined up? Or?
Yes, we're playing the same one we did last year. Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's about all we're going to say, really.
Okay.
Let's just say it's a private party.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say to you,
that's all you need to know.
If you were playing during the second half last week, you probably could have played While My Guitar Gently Weeps, right?
What's that, sorry?
We did play that last week, didn't we?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No. I can't remember what we played last week. It's all a bit of a blur, really.
Yeah. Well, we can never remember what we did last week either.
No.
So, I suppose it's old age, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Hey, I'm looking at the clock. We haven't got long to go. I know Tim's just retuned his guitar, so let's get another one out of you, hey? What,
well,
have
I
you tuned it up for something?
We could have a little bit of a go at one of our sort of songs that everyone knows us by, which is Free Bird.
Yep.
But then it's good. Maybe just do the second verse and then have a bit of a jam on the end.
I don't think.
And see what that sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
Have we got time for that?
I thought if we go on the second verse, that will cut out a little bit at the beginning, won't it? So, yeah.
And if we just mute you, then you'll know that the show's over.
we'll just do a shortened bit at the
when
end.
Stu and I get up and walk out, you know it's finished.
The lights go off and the door gets locked.
Yeah, that's right.
So we'll be about halfway through.
Yeah, we'll and you won't be able to get out.
This is not the normal version.
You won't be able to get out.
We'll give it a go.
Right. Okay, so we'll hit this.
Live, loud, and
maybe not.
Simply awesome.
No, Tim will be sort of joining us half a few songs. Are we ready to go? I'll pick it up. On Late FM 96.9.
Tell me it's done, you'll never change. find Sign of the Fire, Canterbury's number one rock covers band.
And I think the studio's exploded.
Yeah, that's right. That was great. Yeah. There's people pulling. I think someone's pulled a hamstring somewhere along the line there. And Pete was flying there. He had it all going. He picked up something off the floor. And oh, my gosh, it was all gone. I'm glad you went outside and tuned up to him because that was well worth listening to. I was worried there at some point that your hair was caught in your strings and you could suddenly wind yourself into your guitar and disappear. That was fantastic, wasn't it? It was a great way to finish the show with you guys coming on. So thanks very much to all of you for coming on the show.
Thank you for inviting us again.
Great chatting to you guys and some great stories.
And just repeat where you are tonight.
So we're at the Turf Bar in Parklands from 6 till 9. Tomorrow at the USA Car Show.
Yep.
From 10 till 3. Is that right, Tim?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. On and off, do those in 5 hours. And then next Friday's our big one at Stock Exchange, celebrating the 500 gig barrier breakthrough. And
they want to be extending that stage to get
and
everybody
then,
on.
I think we're at Armadillo's next Saturday. Dean's going to come and join us.
No, great.
Tim's away, so Pete's going to do some singing and
vocals.
Dean's going to do some drumming. So the Firebird moves about again.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
Right. It's out on Facebook. You'll see all those gigs put on there.
Yeah, definitely look up Sign of the Firebird on Facebook, hey?
Fantastic.
All right. That's cool. Well, we're nearly up, Stu, aren't we?
We are nearly up.
All right.
So probably about time that we got up.
Got down.
And got outside.
And we'll see you all later.
And thanks to the Firebird.